Federal wildlife officials say the nation's once-threatened population of Canada lynx is in recovery and can be taken off the endangered species list. Fred Bever reports the move comes after years of controversy over the species' health in Maine.
State biologist Jen Vachon has been using radio collars and winter tracking surveys to chart Maine's lynx population for more than a decade. She says the tufty-eared, big-pawed cats' numbers are healthier than ever, with more than 1,000 living in the state and spreading.
It's been exciting to watch. The population has actually continued to grow over the last decade, with lynx being very common in northern Maine and now showing up in portions of western and eastern Maine.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says that after a comprehensive national assessment of the species' health, the science shows it's in recovery throughout its habitat in the country's northern tier and should be removed from the strict regime of protection that's provided by the Endangered Species Act. Federal spokeswoman Megan Racy says the lynx's original listing as threatened resulted partly from a lack of protections on federal lands that provide most of the cat's western habitat. Those protections are now in place, she says, but she credited stakeholders in Maine, which has the largest single lynx population of any of the lower 48 states, for their conservation and science efforts around the species.
The growth of that population over the past 20 years is really thanks to the strong collaboration among the state, the Forest Products Council in Maine, the landowners in the state, the tribes there, and the other conservation organizations that have advanced research and secured a future for the species there.
Not everyone is confident that the species' future is secure, though. Daryl DeJoy of the Wildlife Alliance of Maine has been battling federal and state wildlife officials over a policy that's permitted a small number of lynx to be killed in traps set for other fur-bearing animals. DeJoy and other conservation groups lost a court battle on that issue earlier this year, and news that the lynx would lose endangered species protections was another blow.
1,000 or 1,200 animals is not a particularly high bar to set for a high population of a wildlife species. I believe the lynx definitely merits continued protection. I think they really didn't feel they had to take climate change into consideration almost at all.
The recovery assessment is just the first step that leads toward delisting. The federal government will take public comment on the proposed delisting, and if the lynx is in fact delisted, the government will continue to monitor the animal's populations, including in Maine, for another 5 years to ensure the recovery holds. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.